Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Wicked, I've been telling you forever.
Yeah.
Take the stairs.
You have a fear of escalators.
I do. It's really the only irrational fear I have. Now, I manage it just fine.
You've made it this far.
When I'm going through an airport or going through a mall or somewhere that has an escalator, I've learned to manage that fear by taking the biggest step possible as I'm stepping off the escalator. Again, the goal is to keep as much distance as you can between my shoe that would get stuck and the place where it would get stuck. So
do you, when you do all your traveling and you've gone through a million airports.
Big airports, yeah.
Do you take the moving sidewalks?
I do, because I know how to manage this fear.
Okay. You're not afraid enough to just use the right, just walk normally.
Because I know that as we approach the end of that moving sidewalk, I need to take as big of a stride as I can.
Get ready to jump.
To keep my feet as far away from that death trap as I possibly can so that my foot doesn't get stuck and I don't die.
Are you afraid of elevators?
No, and I'm not really afraid of small places either.
Okay.
I might be now.
Sad story. Man was killed in New York City this morning when an elevator suddenly dropped and crushed him. The New York Times reports firefighters were called to the Manhattan Promenade in the Kips Bay neighborhood for a report of an elevator emergency. The elevator car was stuck between the lobby and the basement floors. WABC reports the 30-year-old victim had become trapped between the elevator car and a wall within the elevator shaft. So,
do you have a different version of the story, New York Times version, that would tell me more about... Did he get out of the elevator?
Let's see here.
How did he get?
He didn't.
How did
get
he
out.
Get between the elevator car and a wall within the elevator shaft? He had to have gotten out of the elevator, right?
The man was with others. Firefighters rescued three people who were on the elevator. It appeared uninjured. A building employee said the security footage from the lobby recorded the fatal accident. The video showed the elevator stopping on the first floor and two people stepping out, said the employee. As the door started to close and the elevator descended, the man who died put out his hand to try to stop the door from closing.
Oh.
But the elevator kept going down.
Oh.
And that's when the man tried to rush through the door and got caught. Like jumping out of a car if it's still moving, an employee says.
So does that mean the elevator, for him to... Did the elevator stop and then he was stuck?
It sounds like he stuck his hand out.
Yeah.
And as the elevator started moving, he got trapped as the elevator was going down.
But he was
down,
crushed.
And he was crushed. Maybe he tried to.
And then he fell.
And let's say his half of his body got out of the elevator and the other half was still in the car. The man tried to rush through and got caught.
Stuck between the elevator car and the wall says to me he fell out, or part of him fell out.
Part of him fell out.
And then the elevator kept moving.
Oh, my Lord.
Or stopped. Either way, it doesn't matter. He fell and got partially stuck.
This 23-story building has two elevators for the tenants, and the city's Department of Buildings fined the building $1,300 a couple of months ago after inspectors found that a safety feature on one of the elevators had been disabled or tampered with. They didn't fix something.
Wow.
In May.
How big of a lawsuit do you think this is going to be, given what you just said?
His relatives will own this building.
Oh,
and the company that owns the building.
And whatever else this company owns. The fact that there had already been a violation about the safety of the elevator, that they had already had a fine and didn't fix it. Oh, this family is going to get, and this is a young guy. Oh, they can go after whatever they want in
ATA
this case.
Enterprises.
Yeah, that's...
Let's see here.
This is going to be the papa of all lawsuits.
They own 7 different luxury buildings in New York City.
So they've got money.
Ooh.
These are luxury buildings.
Ooh.
Yes. Not for long.
No.
Not for long.
Not for long.
Wow. And doesn't that immediately, I mean, if I hear a story like this, man. Anytime you hear stories like this, you always wonder, for those who rent, you look up what your rental company owns to see if I live in any of these other buildings, I'm immediately, number one, I'm taking the stairs, but what if you're on the 20th floor? I'm calling this company right now and going, okay.
You're letting me out of my lease.
Check out these elevators immediately.
Yeah, the finest no-fee rentals in New York City, whatever that means, premier luxury apartments for rent, privately owned and managed buildings. They've got 7 different locations. And some of these look really nice. This lawsuit will be the mother of all apartment lawsuits.
Let me just tell you. So if you follow on Twitter, Fire Department New York at FDNY, this will get my attention. Tweet, because they tweeted out a picture of this, but just what they called this. They tweeted, FDNY members are operating a scene at 3rd Avenue and East 25th Street in Manhattan for a confined space incident.
Oh, man. So he tried to get out of it at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
The elevator kept going down.
And he got pulled. He probably got pulled. His hand got stuck in the elevator doors.
And it just crushed him maybe at his sternum.
So let that be a lesson. Don't
go to New York.
Well, we've all done that, right? Where the elevator door is about to close and you put your arm out so that somebody else can get in or get out. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let the doors close. Hit the little button on the open or closed doors. That's why that button is there. Don't stick your hand in. Because most of us think you could just pull your arm out and that your arm's not going to get stuck. But that's probably what happened. His arm got stuck. He couldn't get loose. The elevator started to move. He falls, and then he gets stuck in between.
Oh, my Lord.
And that's usually a pretty narrow space.
This was the most expensive building, by the way, that they, I think, the other Manhattan Promenade. It's the most expensive of the buildings. Hey, if you want a one-bedroom available right now in New York City at this place, 7th floor, only $3,400 a month.
I don't think I want that unit.
If you want a 14th floor apartment in this building in New York City, only $5,000 a month.
Somebody tweeted back at FDNY, Fire Department of New York, in response to their picture, saying a woman named Sarah Wolf said, I lived in this building and just recently moved out because of how unsafe I felt the elevators were. Management has been negligent. I hope New York Police Department will be bringing criminal charges against them because this young man's death could have been avoided.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
But you can't take the stairs if you live on the 15th floor.
Okay, here
you can't.
Okay, here's a response, though, that someone else said to Fire Department New York on Twitter. I'm sorry, but I don't understand how that could have happened. If you don't understand how elevators work, don't ride them.
No, elevators work by if you stick your hand out, the doors open and the thing doesn't go up. They disregarded the warning.
Oh, let me ask a question.
That they received what?
You're right. They disregarded the warning that they had.
The building disregarded the warning they got in May.
Have we ever had a case, though, of someone, I'm not saying I believe this, okay?
Okay.
But the argument could be made that had he not stuck his arm out in the first place, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, sure.
And that, but aren't you not supposed to do that?
I don't think
because of this possibility.
I mean,
say anywhere, don't stick your arm out in the elevator doors.
I don't know if it ever says don't stick your arm out, but if elevators are supposed to, there should be a safety mechanism built in that if your arm sticks out, they open back up.
Correct.
For anything.
And if that failed.
If a little kid accidentally just does it, you can't say, well, little kid didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a safety feature built in that was screwed up on this elevator.
Yes.
They knew about it in May. And according to the New York Times, residents had not yet been told about the write-up that happened in May.
Oh my gosh. This building did everything wrong. These owners did absolutely everything wrong. They could have done, there were multiple things that they could have done to have prevented this from happening. At the very least, telling residents so then it would be a little bit more their own responsibility, and they failed in every direction. 100 million, you think? I mean, whatever that family wants, they're going to get out of this, and they're going to file for bankruptcy.
The building's management company issued a work. Now, hang on. There's more to this.
Of course.
I'll tell you about it next. Yeah. There's more to this in the New York Times to read, because this says the building's management company issued a work permit a month ago. I'll tell you more coming up next. Day with Jamie and Wicket, 98.1 KMBZ. We are talking about the story out of New York. And if you just trying to discuss this guy who was in an elevator, the door was closing. He reached his arm out. It didn't stop. He tried to get out, and he was crushed as the thing is going down. So he's crushed between the floor and the ceiling of the elevator car and dies. And we're trying to figure out who's at fault.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Say that again.
So he's crushed between the floor and the ceiling of the cart as the cart is trying to go down, dragging. Likely, let's say he gets cut off at the waist. His upper, assuming it doesn't stop, and I have no idea because a body bag took everyone out. It crushes him maybe in the stomach, and he's gone. I hope it was quick. For his sake, yeah. He doesn't suffer in that position. So as the cart is coming down, his legs are going down, but
his arm is staying in
his
the door
arm
of the
and
elevator.
Upper torso.
Oh my God!
Because it sounds like he tried to get out halfway,
yeah,
and it didn't work. So the building issued out. A warning after inspectors found that a safety feature on one of the elevators had been disabled or tampered with in May. Okay. The building was ordered to cease using that elevator until it was fixed. But tenants said today they had not been told about the faulty elevator and were still using it as of last night, which was shut down for some other problem. ATA Enterprises, which is about to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
They had no comment, obviously.
No kidding.
Yet. The building's management company issued a work permit a month ago to an elevator repair company to fix wiring on both elevators because there's two. This is according to city records. The city was looking into that permit today, including what repairs it entailed and whether the work had been completed. The repair company, American Elevator and Machine Corporation, could not be reached for comment. The safety feature that had been altered in the elevator, known as the door zone restrictor, prevents a door from opening more than a few inches when the elevator is between floors. City records did not show that it had been fixed. One resident said the elevators were prone to malfunction, often jerking around with riders in it. One of the building's elevators was not operating even before this accident. Alex, who is 25 in the building, said, quote, "We saw the warning signs. The thing breaks all the time. It's pretty bad." On one occasion, he said he had to pull the elevator's single sliding door shut by hand to seal himself inside.
That's good.
Another resident, a woman who was exiting the building, compared the elevator to a scary Halloween-style amusement park ride.
So tell me again, the permit had been issued for the work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know why it wasn't done.
We don't know
if they hired a company and the company didn't get it done.
If the company was in the middle of fixing it, we don't know. So the company might be the ones at fault here. It might be both.
It might not be the company that owns the building. It might be
ATA Enterprises.
It might be whoever they hired.
Uh-huh.
What if they hired someone to do the work and they were bad at it?
A woman who lives on the 8th floor with her husband and kids says she spent the morning crying and said, "I don't know if I'll ever feel comfortable putting my kids in an elevator ever again."
Oh my gosh. And you said the residents still didn't know, had never been told that there was a problem.
No. Well, they knew there was a problem, but they knew there was a warning issued.
Okay. Okay. Well, someone's getting sued. I mean, we'll see who. We'll see. Because at the very least, the elevator should have been closed off and not allowed to be used while this work was going on.
God, when we were talking about how he was between pinned between the wall or by a wall,
yeah,
sounds like there's one sliding door, not two, but one.
Okay.
And did he get pushed over against the wall in the corner, where the buttons are or whatever? Is that where he wound up? That doesn't make it any better because it just kept on going and crushed him. What an uplifting story.
Yeah, again, confined space incident is what New York's fire department called it, which I don't know what else qualifies as a confined, but a crushing incident of some kind.
Unreal. Absolutely unreal.
I will be curious to find out how that one goes. I hope media in New York stays on top of that. There are, I'm curious to know who's at fault there.
70,000 elevators in New York City.
And I'm sure they're very closely regulated,
mm-hmm.
all of them. Especially some really, really old buildings in New York.
Man.
You know, with some old, old elevators.
Okay, right. So take the stairs today, Jamie. If you ever go,
are you
going
anywhere?
That's
a good policy for life, I think.
Are you going anywhere that's going to have an elevator?
There's always a chance I end up at the mall, I guess, today. But
don't you have a move coming up?
I do.
You should just be home packing.
It'll be fine.
That's
what I'm doing all week. It'll be fine. It'll be all right.
If you want to read more about that one, it is up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.